Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
The fucking Bay.
Back for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Miss Becker is complaining already. I'm so done with this vamp, Vince. There it goes. Look, you people just relax. We're getting the show started. Again, I'm Vincent the Bay. Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Sunday, June 2nd, 2013. I'm Vince. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours, and I'm very excited tonight. Tonight's subject is Amerisec. Up until today, I had no clue what Amerisec was. And I still feel like I don't have a full grasp of what Amerisec is. And I'm hoping tonight's program will shed some light on what this I don't even know, is it a sect of Anonymous? It seems to me like essentially this is a faction within Anonymous dedicated to action that does not involve civil disobedience or breaking of any laws. Many inside and outside of Anonymous seem to have been critical and have attacked Amerisec, in some cases exposing personal information. And I'm trying to figure out what has Amerisec done to garner such ridicule and criticism. I mean, I looked over their page and I checked out the hashtag. I looked at their website. And, you know, I'm looking at their ops. They got, what do they got? Op 4th of July, Op SOX, Op Face the FBI, Op ELE, Op Wolfpack, Op Angel, Op Reform CFAA. Hey, I'm totally behind that. I am a victim of the CFAA. And I would love to see the CFAA reformed. I've been talking about this show, on my show all the time. It seems to me like if you read the front page of their, or do they have like they have a little creed or whatever it is. But essentially from what I can tell, Amerisec is essentially just a bunch of moral fags that don't want to use civil disobedience to achieve their goals. Seems like it's just, you know, this almost reminds me of the whole NightSec thing. Like, you know, people really, there was a backlash within the Anonymous community with NightSec. And it seems like it all has to do with moral fagging and fame fagging and all that. That seems to be the major beef that people have with these different Anonymous groups, splinter groups. From what I can tell, the major beef is these guys are just, they're moral fags, and you know, the lulz fags don't like the moral fags, so you know, it makes sense. I don't see anything wrong with planning demonstrations and protests and stuff that are legal. I mean, why not? I'm also a proponent of civil disobedience. I've made that very clear that I'm, you know, more power to people who are willing to break the law to make a statement about what they believe in. You know, in many cases, civil disobedience is breaking laws that you think are unjust. And I have mucho respect for people who non-violently perform civil disobedience. If you're willing to sacrifice essentially your life in some cases, you could get, for some things, you know, people get locked up for a long time. So why not have a movement that doesn't want to break the law? I know it's not sexy. I know it's not cool to do things by the book, but hey, you know, everybody's got their own approach. There's no reason, you know, it seems to me like people have the same intentions in mind, ultimate results in mind. They just go about it in a different way. But tonight, we're going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to have members of AmeriSec joining me and giving me some, hopefully, some information about what they're all about, and dispel some myths. And I will also have a lot of folks, I'm sure, who have reservations about AmeriSec for whatever reasons. So hopefully we can clear the air, so to speak. At the very least, I'm hoping, I know at the end of the show, I know what AmeriSec is when people are talking about it. All right. Now, before we get things going, I have this caller that wants to chime in real quick. He goes by the name David Wright. I don't know if there's any relation to Stephen Wright, but we'll find out. Let me put him on real quick. David Wright, are you there?
How you doing there, Vince?
I'm doing fantastical, David. I am really excited about tonight's show. I'm anticipating members of AmeriSec calling in a bit, and just really kind of getting down to business and figuring out what these guys are about.
Good deal, Vince. I need to ask you one question. Can I do that?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
You're not Howard Stern, are you? Because you sure sound a lot like him. The last time I was on his show, I got touched several places.
No, I do. I'm
anybody
not Howard.
Anybody ever tell you had a sexy voice?
I've been complimented on my voice. Yes.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, sir. I ain't never called in, but I've been a big fan. So you definitely got a sexy voice. I'll have to keep listening to you in the future.
Well, I appreciate that, David. You know, you're.
But anyway, let me get to the bottom line on who we are as AmeriSec. I'm one of their ambassadors, and I'll give
you
a little bit of information.
You're an ambassador of AmeriSec.
Yes, sir. I'm an ambassador.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Well, great. Well, tell us about it.
All right. Well, basically, what it is, you touched on a good point when you were talking about SEC and SECT, AmeriSec versus the sect. You see, to begin with, we noticed all these anonymous groups using the SEC. So that's what we did, too, and we had absolutely no idea that it was like an acronym for security. So,
oh, really?
I
presume that you guys were sort of fighting to secure America from the tyrannical government and corporations. That's not what...
Well, you're absolutely right. You see, we... after we discovered the error of our ways and it was kind of too late to change all the stuff, we had done made T-shirts and hats and all that, we decided we would get into security. And so what we did, we went to several different conferences around Maryland, Gaithersville, Maryland, and Ohio, and we went to these conferences and learned what to do to be secure, and we sold some of our trade secrets to a little hobbit-looking fella up in Canada, and I think his name is Commander W., and
I'm familiar. I know who you're talking about. We just talked about him the other day. That would be Commander X. Commander X.
Oh, yes. Commander X. Well, there were some people named Russell League, I believe. They blew right through our
Never
security
match. Never heard of them. Not familiar.
Really? You don't know?
Yeah.
Vince, have you ever heard of a little lady named Asshurt McFags?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Well, I need you to tell her, if she's listening, that I would like to drink her bath water. But that's a completely different subject. Let's get back on AmeriSec.
Yes, the topic at hand, please.
All right. anyway, so we here at Amerisec, basically all we do, you know, we want to bring light to all the evils of the world and what they're trying to do to step on our constitutional rights. So I have wrote a little speech here, if you'd like to hear it.
Oh, Jesus. How long is it?
About 20 to 25 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, we here at Amerisec value your opinion. The only requirements we have for Amerisec is that, number one, you must be female. Number two, if you're not female, you must be a male who is willing to have such low self-esteem that you will do everything that we tell you to do. Now, three, all female, you must have a nice-sized rack. We don't want any flat-chested hoes in Amerisec. And number four, no use of Photoshop. We know how you women like to do the duck face. I'm talking about you, Cassandra. Or anyway, we do all these things, you know, we come up with these badges. That we
I agree with point number three. I'm totally supportive of point number three.
All right, excellent. But anyway.
I love large breasts. In fact, I have a show. My Tuesday show is called Big Titty Tuesday.
Oh, really? Well, you know where I'm talking about then. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, I've always said that women will be the downfall of Anonymous if they don't support everything I do, you know.
But you do realize that there are no women on the internet, right?
I know. Well, there's a couple of them, but I wouldn't really call them women.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Brent, back to our membership packages. We offer three different packages, but our most popular being the $19.99 a month, including shipping and handling. We will send you a package of Amerisec badges that you can put on your forehead. But I do not advise getting in the shower because they will wash off because they really ain't nothing more than stickers. But we like to call them badges because you kind of feel like a Texas Ranger, you know. When you put them on, you kind of feel all badass and shit. So we put them on. We get our bandanas. We put them around our necks. We get our damn face mask and pretend to smoke cigarettes out of them. Then we go over to my house and we put a bunch of pictures of Serious Mode. I don't know if you know that fella, but we put him on the wall and we sit there and we touch ourselves by looking at him. It's great fun, though, I'm going to tell you. Have you done lost
right
me already?
On. Huh?
Okay, I'm just making sure you were still listening. You know, this is important.
Oh, yeah, I'm multitasking here.
Okay.
Multitasking. Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
I'm sorry?
What does multitasking mean?
Oh, it means I was stroking my penis while perusing Twitter.
Wow, holy shit. I didn't know there's more than one person that could do that, man. I'm impressed, brother.
Yeah, it's called multitasking. Look into
all
it.
Right, Mr. Mac,
appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. We're having members of Amerisec on all night tonight. Really excited about this. We already have, I don't know what he was. He was David Wright. He's the minister of something or other. But I am looking forward to bringing on a few more members of Amerisec here in a second. The number, 347-826-7667. And I'm going to hopefully be joined momentarily by Sinister Anon and Trez, both of Amerisec fame. So, and of course, as always, I like to ask my guests to curate the musical selections for the evening. And Sinister requested this song. We'll be right back.
You're dumb. You're dumb. You're dumb. You're dumb. Same thing. Same thing. Still dumb. Still dumb.
Hey, Murph, you're dumb.
No, you're dumb.
No, you're dumb.
Well, you're dumb because you got glasses on.
Well, you're dumb.
Your nose is funny and dumb.
Oh, yeah, well, your eyes are dumb.
Well, I'm going to sing while you're dumb.
Your books are overdue because you're dumb.
Oh, yeah?
Well, your hamster ran away because you're dumb.
You know, Murph, you're not the only one that's dumb.
money, so you started running to your friend's house to borrow some money so you could buy some scissors to open up your ketchup packets and enjoy your french fries more fully. But then just before you got to his front door, a piano fell in your head because you're dumb.
Didn't see that one coming.
Oh, say, can you see? Everyone is dumb but me. I never ever was, and that's all you'll ever be.
That's beautiful. Thank you. You're still dumb. You're dumb. The song now dies. You're dead because you're dumb. Oh, wait. You're still alive. You're still dumb nonetheless.
Recording studio is just my closet in my apartment.
And
you're dumb because I'm out of dumb things to say.
Dumb.
Dummy. Dumb. Dumb.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Aw, yeah. You already know what it is. It's VITB back up in this. Tonight we're talking about Amerisec. Well, we already had one alleged member call into the show. And I'm excited to have two other key members, or I would call them key members, or if not key members, then notorious. Anyways, members nonetheless. And I'm really excited to finally get to the bottom of Amerisec and what it's all about. And without any further ado, I'm going to welcome to the show Sinister. Is it Sinister or Sinister Anon, or how, what is it?
It depends on who I'm talking to, but Sinister is fine.
All right, Sinister. And I can call you Sin?
Of course.
Sin. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Sin, welcome to the show. I'm glad you were able to make it. It's kind of short notice. I've seen this hashtag around Amerisec for a little bit, but I haven't really paid close attention to it. And I just, you know, if it was one of my listeners who tweeted me saying, hey, you should do a show about Amerisec. And I was like, you know, I don't even know what the fuck Amerisec is, dude. So I checked out your website, and am I wrong? it seems like you guys are just you're a faction of Anonymous, if you want to call it that, or I want to call it that, that wants to do good things. You're moral fagging, essentially, rather than destroying things. Because, like, almost like whatchamacallit, telecomics. Peter Fine always describes telecomics. He says, well, if Anonymous is into, like, shutting things down, and he's like, telecomics is into keeping things up.
Yeah.
And so it's like using, I don't know, positive energy instead of negative energy to combat whatever evils you see in the world.
Yeah, and I mean, simply, to put it simply, AmeriSec was created just after the NDAA was passed. You know, we saw the state of the nation. There was a shitload of dissent. You know, certain things came into play for us to come up with our largest op that we could come up with, which was Op July 4th, which is simply, you know, us as Anons handing constitutions to people who may or may not be Anonymous or Republican, whatever, just as a simple, like, coming together as a community, these are your rights, you decide what to do with them, but just kind of having a jumping off point, you know, as a community basis to say, fuck politics, we are the people, let's start somewhere as far as educating each other. So that's where that whole thing started. AmeriSec, you know, came from the group of people that, you know, clicked up after that. You know, and that's when we just started to bring in people that were interested in doing, you know, some really active work to try to get some kind of, you know, positive change with the state of the nation. You know, we've done quite a few, you know, high-level things since we started. And I mean, we've been really successful in what we've done so far.
And prior to AmeriSec, had you been affiliated with Anonymous, or did you affiliate with Anonymous with the intent of joining this AmeriSec thing? Like, which came first for you?
No. I was in Anon before then, but you know, AmeriSec kind of came out of the op an idea between a couple of different other Anons and people that I work with in Occupy, and you know, we were throwing, you know, ideas around, because, you know, once again, you know, there are the videos, there are the ops, and then there's, like, you know, I mean, there's follow through, but a lot of the follow through you can't see. So therefore, we're like, you know, we assessed everything, done everything in my power to clean up my record. I know my constitutional rights. I know what I can and can't do, so I can poke at the institution basically as strong as I want to, as long as I get some kind of legal counsel there with me. And, you know, and that's what I've done when certain things happen.
You know what?
It
sounds no different than what Weave does.
Yeah, I mean, like, when Op Face the FBI came out, you know, I mean, I got some intel from Anonymous, and then plus it was right in with, you know, some of the FBI releases that they had intel that, you know, certain Occupy people were going to be assassinated. They didn't do anything about it. So within a week, you know, I put something together called Op Face the FBI, where we got stuff from Barry Brown's people and other factions of, you know, Anonymous that work together. They don't prefer to go by sec names and whatever. Well, we compile all this stuff and bake the FBI a cake that said, FBI, please don't kill my friends. Left them to, you know, do the forensics on that. You know, kind of as a joke. It was kind of funny.
That's borderline civil disobedience. Sending a cake to the FBI with a message on it.
Oh yeah. It's called caking. My friend KC came up with it. We thought it was fabulous. So yeah, I went to the store, got some cheap cake, baked the cake, wrote a message to the FBI and left it on the J. Edgar Hoover, you know, doorstep. Said, here you go. you know what? I mean, plus I went much deeper into that. You know, I mean, I did a reading of the Constitution. I actually had a, you know, my buddy brought like a bullet point poster where I went and explained our rights and what they can and can't do, period, when it comes to the Fourth Amendment. You know, plus me, I troll people live. That's like what I do. So I trolled each and every FBI agent coming in and out of there. It's all on YouTube. You can Google Op Face the FBI and, you know, watch the video. And we're dressed up ridiculous, man, like all like military garb with fucking little kitty cat patches and other stupid shit, you know, like, you know, it looks crazy from afar. And then you go up and look and I've got like, you know, an arrow, you know, pointing to my eye and a heart drawn on my cheek. And I said I left the other side open so the FBI could draw dicks on my face, but apparently they wanted nothing to do with us, so that didn't happen, unfortunately. You know, overall, I mean, the statements were made, you know, as vocally as possible. And, I mean, as far as I know, nobody from the Anonymous Collective had protested the FBI. You know, I mean, it was kind of a gut-wrenching thing if I didn't have, you know, an FBI file before. Definitely have one now. But the fact of the matter is, like, I mean, just from the state of paranoia within the collective and the new people and so on and so forth, it just, you know, it just seemed necessary for somebody from the collective to just address it. You know, since I had it coming from the Anon side, the Occupy side, and we all had our own information that we wanted to be addressed, we compiled it all, went to the J. Edgar Hoover building in smashed on them for a few minutes, you know. I mean, respectfully, we let them know we're coming, you know, talk to the tail afterwards, you know, and, you know, we're there to, you know, do a protest, you know, straight up. At the end of our protest, we hug it out, you know, and fucking, and then move on, you know.
I hope you guys clean up after yourselves, too.
Oh, of course, man. Of course,
that's
man.
The Tea Party, that's one thing they have on the occupiers. They clean up after themselves. The occupiers just make a fucking mess.
Well, I really don't want to get into that aspect because a lot of the more educated people that I know in Occupy are some of the best people ever. You know, unfortunately, when it comes to Occupy,
they can only pull so much weight.
Yeah, when it comes to occupying places, you know, I mean, a lot of people show up. I'll just say that because I don't want to say anything bad because most of my friends and that I love dear are all Occupy. I would consider myself an Occupy person, you know, to most degrees. You know, but I mean, basically that's just an example. But yeah, we cleaned up after ourselves. We're very respectful. Hell, when I did Op Fuck the LAPD, I had each one of the cops laugh.
Like, a lovely op.
Oh yeah. Well, take the kids there. Well, it was actually a pretty good protest. The lieutenant came up to me afterwards and he was like, "Do you do a lot of this work here?" And I was like, "Nah, I really, I do it independently, you know, both, you know, as an Anon and as a non-Anon, you know, and on and on and on." So afterwards, he's like, "Hey, you know, Can I take you out for a cup of coffee, blah, blah, blah." I'm like, well, if I'm around, you know, I'm not opposed to it, but it's not really, you know, something that I do or can really commit to because I was only in L.A. for a few days. But, I mean, that's it. It's like, you know, when Ameritech does protests, you know, we're there to get a message across and we want that message to be effective. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if there are people that are just, you know, shouting, being belligerent, really drunk and this and that, you know, I mean, we try to get everybody into a really good spirit, you know, so the people that were protesting actually gets the message. The video footage of the protest is as effective as it can be, you know, and then at the end of that one in particular, you know, I had everybody give a group hug and I'm asked everybody what their favorite NWA song. We all screamed, "Fuck the police." You know, they took down the barriers. Everybody left. It was cool, man. You know, and that's like the protest side of what we do. I mean, we do a lot of shit online as far as, you know, I don't even want to. I don't even. I don't even want to get into fucking that whole side of things.
I see, that's why I need an engineer, because I'm 20 seconds late on cue.
Surprise, nigga!
Anyway, sorry, dude. While we have this break in the action here, I want to bring in, we have a lot of people on hold, by the way, and one of them is Trez. I want to bring on Trez to the show now. Trez, you're on with Sin live on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about Amerisec. What's going on? What are your thoughts as far as what you've heard so far? Are you there, Trez? Trez? Unmute yourself, maybe, Trez?
Trezzy Trez.
Hmm. Yeah, I screened him earlier, and he... All right, well, we'll try him again later. Maybe he's away, AFK. Let's bring on Stormy then. Stormy, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Stormy, you're on with Sinister Anon, and we're talking about Amerisec.
Hello, baby.
What are your thoughts? What do you want to say?
What are my thoughts? Okay, I love Sin. I think he's great. He's a really great guy, actually. And a lot of the people behind Amerisec are really great people. I got called moral fag today, and I take it as an offense. I'm offended by that because I don't know why. In fact, I used to call people that all the time years ago, and now it just offends me. And I know that you had said earlier something about the lol fags don't like the moral fags and vice versa, and we have this kind of running joke of, you know, Cripsec and Bloodsec. It reminds me of that. It's all kind of silly. We're all just a bunch of little gangs here in America, and it's really, really silly. It was even sillier when Commander X or Christopher Doyen was going to have this, you know, telecomics and Syrian electronic army, the SEA, or whatever you want to call them, come and attack Amerisec. Like, the Syrians give a fuck, you stupid fuck. Anyway, I'm done with that. I'm done. That was my rant.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I loved it.
Thanks, Stormy. Yeah, like what she was saying, man, like, you know, all we do is we go out and we try to help people, and that's it. You know, I mean, there were two absolutely insane groupie-type people that caused a lot of hell, you know. But, I mean, only hell for the people that care about the drama. If you like the anonymous National Enquirer, you know who I'm talking about. But basically, like we don't give a fuck about the haters. Like, I mean, dude, I mean, like, in Amerisec, we don't dox and we don't, like, you know, DDoS shit, man. But we just document shit very well. Like, we know who the fuck is up to doing what they do, and that's neither here nor there. But basically, our bottom line is, like, you don't fucking hurt kids. Fuckery is good. Don't fucking hurt kids. Had no problem with anything that was going on. Fuck, man, I didn't even know Russell League fucking even was joking with me for, like, fucking, like, 3 months because I didn't look at it. I didn't fucking care, you know. And then, you know, next thing I see is that fucking there's a docs being distributed that has a 14-year-old fucking kid on there. I'm just like, dude, are you fucking kidding me, man? Like, anyway.
It happens a lot, actually. It happens often.
Yeah, well,
more
I mean, the thing is.
Than you think.
Yeah. And the point is, you know, the videos go out, you know, kids are scared of their parents, they're scared of the government. They have no idea where to go to. So, you know, a shadowy group that has, you know, tons of video messages that you can watch on YouTube that says, hey, you know, join us, be a part of something, you know, then they get there, where the fuck do they go? Do they get a Lloyd Cannon and fucking, you know, get tagged on IP till they're fucking, you know, picked up in a sweep or what? You know, I mean, so when we came up with Amerisec, it was mainly, you know, to give people a place to go that wanted to, you know, not go to jail.
Deception where people are actually being honest with, you know, about what they're actually doing, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, you can be honest about what you're doing. You know, there's a problem. You have other people that you can work with that are educated, intelligent, can tell you where to go, who to protest, do a lot of research on who and where we need to go. Like, you know, like on July 4th, you know, is a very important thing. We've got a company to step up and go.
So you guys are patriots. You're patriots in a way. You're celebrating.
I like people that want freedom in our fucking country. I don't want, you know, Barack
sounds
Obama
like a
or anybody else.
Sounds like a patriot to me.
Yeah, man, I don't want people telling me, like, what I can and can't put
this
in my coffee.
This reminds me, this is nationalism within Anonymous. I love it. This is kind of almost like fascism mixed with Anon. I love it. I'm so down with this.
Well, dude,
you know, I'm an avowed fascist. And
well,
I think
that's what you're identifying you with, because we're anything but fucking fascist. You know, it's just...
Oh, contraire. I think if you step back, you might... I love your website and what you have to say. And you'd be surprised how much of what you say on your website fits perfectly within the fascist agenda. Yeah. It's
well, then I guess I need to review the fascist agenda, because it wasn't created by an agenda for an agenda. It was simply, you know, hey, this is what we're doing under this, you know, have at it, be free to do it. Like, there are no rules. I'm not going to fucking, you know, I ask people to do some shit sometimes, but the core group of people that I work with, you know, we already know how we work with together. The idea was intended to be a safe place for people to do protests and do the same things, because not 90% of the people that are just attracted to it, you know, other things have been done, like Op New Blood and stuff like that, and this kind of came out of that, to give them just a positive place, you know, to do things, you know what I mean? And like you brought up NYSEC before, and, you know, their big thing, obviously, Occupy Steubenville, and a wonderful thing came out of that, but, you know, there were some ramifications to the methods that they use, you know, and I'm not here to critique. I'm not saying that I could have done any fucking better considering the situation, but I just mainly wanted to keep the Lloyd cannons out of the fucking hands of the kids and fucking,
what's going to happen here is there's a lot of Anonymous, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but there's a lot of Anonymous who might think that there's going to be like this anarchy or something like that, or that's going to happen, but that's not going to happen. Our government is going to change. It has to change. It has nowhere else to go. Our capitalist system ways has to change. That has to go. It has to change. It has to reform something. We can't keep it where we are right now, because we are destroying ourselves. And eventually, also with everything going on in the rest of the world, I mean, we are sitting ducks at this point.
I would completely agree. You know, that's why, like, when we're not focused on, you know, doing things for, you know, Ops Life Worth, which is just, you know, trying to take advantage that we have a connection with a company that's going to hook everybody in the United States up with constitutions for as close to free as we can get them.
We here in America, we got to take care of each other. We got to build communities together. Exactly.
Yeah, divided, we're fucked up. So, like, you know, earlier this year we had CISPA, you know, we're all doing CISPA blackout and all these things online, you know what I mean?
So
but still, even to this day, most people don't even know what the privacy issues that we were looking into. The layman doesn't, you know, a lot of the people online do, but, like, if you know what your, you know, 10 civil rights are, the Bill of Rights, if you know them back and forth, when a bill or something comes out that's kind of like sketchy, you're going to be more inclined to speak up about it. And the fact that we keep all our shit clean just gives us, you know, more firepower to go to our senators to, you know, do all this other legal shit that we need to do, like more along the lines of Demand Progress and, you know, some of the work the EFF does. You know, I mean, that's where we try to keep our mind state, you know, is how do we effectively attack this rather than just be this government sucks, you know, let's find a way to fuck with it till hopefully it falls apart. Well, I mean, if it falls apart, I mean, who's going to hurt? The fucking people, always. The people always get dicked over. So, I mean, if we can't work together, like, we're fucked. That's my basic point.
Okay.
Yeah. And
hey,
the more that we have to concentrate on our divide and conquer.
Check, 1, 2. Hey, 1, 2. Hey, hello?
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yo.
Okay, check this out. Okay, right now, just a quick radio reset. I'm Vince in the Bay. I got Stormy and Sin with me here tonight. They're talking about Amerisec. They're kind of breaking it down. And speaking of Amerisec, I think we have another one of your friends. We tried to get him on earlier. He was muted. Now he's back. Trez, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Welcome to the show, Trez. Trez, your thoughts on Amerisec and what we've been talking about so far.
I think a big thing of Amerisec that wasn't covered was our Operation ELE and Operation Spread the Love. Those had the best meaning and best morals you could possibly have in any operation. You know, we had people going out and feeding homeless people, handing out blankets to homeless people. You know, it's walking around giving free hugs.
Okay, I have a question from the chat room. You guys ready?
Probably not, but go ahead.
This is for the gentleman from Ms. Becker. Are you familiar with Ms. Becker?
No.
No.
I am.
Good friend of the show, good gal. She's really cute. She's got some nice big boobies. She's cute.
She automatically is in Amerisec now, right? Isn't that what they said?
No. She wants no part of Amerisec. She just wants to know if
I know. It was a joke because they say we only let women in and shit.
Right. So she just wants to know if you guys are single and if you're blonde.
I'm on Skype. Can you not pull up my video?
No, I'm not looking at your video. This is a radio show, dude. This is a podcast. Either of you single or and or blonde?
No, I'm a fat Chinese guy.
My
really?
Picture are all over the internet.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you, is your picture...
Mine too.
I asked you, are you blonde and or single? It's a really easy question.
Yeah, I'm kind of blonde and single.
There you go. So, Trez, there you have it. Ms. Becker, Trez is, what, dirty blonde?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Dirty blonde. And he's available. So she says yes. All right. So you're not in. You guys should link up on Twitter. She's on Twitter. You're on Twitter. I'll tweet you guys and, you know, hopefully we'll make a love connection.
You can get my phone number on Serious Mode's profile.
Oh, classic.
I could do that. No, I, again, one of my ground rules is I do not share personal information with anybody else unless I'm given consent from the person, obviously. So, you know, if you want me to pass on your number to Ms. Becker, I'd be happy to do that, but I will not do it without your consent.
Oh, I posted all my shit publicly once Serious Mode and them started releasing everyone else's public info.
Yeah,
the messed up part with the releasing of the information is, well, number one, Shred doesn't give a fuck. He posts his personal information on his profile just to fuck with the haters. I love the fact that they think my docs is real, and I keep giving them hints as to who I am and how much they fail, but they insist on it, so I let them run with it, and I just laugh. It got a little bit out of control when kids started getting docs, and they just started doxing random people to hopefully get me to shut down something that's not a Twitter movement. So I was kind of like, nah, you fuckheads can just keep going. And I told somebody I wasn't going to cuss on the show, but I did. Sorry.
Oh, you're encouraged to cuss on this show. It's almost a requirement.
I know.
But hey, this has been fun hanging out with you guys. I don't understand when people are talking shit. You guys seem cool. I don't know what the deal is. People are just hating.
Wow, that's a big cock.
Hey, you were supposed to keep that.
Well, the thing is, it's just a lot of jealousy, random fucking bullshit, dude. When you know
and
the story behind
people, it stems from just a few people.
Yeah, and when you know the stories behind it, man, it's just sad and pathetic. And the people
drama.
That would spend much time to get involved is just like, I don't know, whatever. I mean, by all means, please. I'm a big fan of trolling. Do what the fuck you do. Like, please, keep it going, dude. It doesn't bother me one bit. Love it, by the way. I do have all the screenshots of me doing all different kinds of things. You know, you need to find a way to put more dicks on my face. That's the only thing. You know, I let the FBI do it. You guys should do it. It's just fucking whatever. But yeah, I mean, Amerisec in general, man, is like, we're just good people that do good shit, man. When fucking half the, you know, center of our country blew away within fucking 2 days, I was there on the ground doing efforts, you know what I mean, paying attention to news, seeing where Red Cross wasn't hitting. We got fucking $30,000 in donated shit from a company that a friend of mine works with. And, you know, I mean, it was a true blessing. You know, we were there not just cleaning up shit. We were able to get people fed. I went to a house. In fact, the interview, I don't have good enough connection to upload it, but I got a good interview with this Indian family that I went to, and I replaced all the windows in their house that got broken out. And, you know, it was an amazing experience to get out there and do things in real life. You know what I mean? Like, I like to build things up, not break things down. And, you know, I really hate it when people are suffering. You know, on the internet, it's really laughable to look at, oh, somebody really looks like they care. They must just, like, be an ego fag or fucking whatever. But the fact of the matter is, I really just like helping people. When I'm having a bad day, I go buy somebody lunch or I fucking help somebody with some shit. That's just my nature. But, yeah, now I'm thinking about going back to Oklahoma because they are fucked up out there.
Hey, it sounds like you're just trying to be a hero. There's nothing wrong with that.
Not a hero, man. Just trying to
fucking
okay. help.
No,
man.
It's okay, man. I know you're a hero. Yes, you have a hero complex, and that is a good complex to have.
Dude, a hero would be somebody that is in the position to do a lot of good, have a lot of money, this and that, and fucking turn and do something awesome with it. I mean, going to repair windows and shit like that, I mean, it's something that all the neighbors do. I just, and, you know, when I go out there to help, it's not like I'm fucking, you know, I'm out there, my hands are dirty, just fucking, you know, breaking out windows, resealing everything, fucking making sure people have a fucking
Jump
secure
work.
Home.
Jump work.
It's just fucking regular dude work. Every dude Jump. Should do it.
That's why you are tonight's hero, and this is just for you, Sin. We got a bunch of calls lined up, so we're going to be hitting the second hour of the program here in a second, getting dangerously close to being hour of the program.
Can I dedicate a song to Trez?
Absolutely. You want to dedicate this to Trez. Go for it.
Yeah, I want to dedicate it to him. Oh, and your docs, by the way.
Ooh, here it is. We'll be right back.
347-826-7667.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by. Would you swear that you're lost my mind. I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yarrai
me! Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un gran posto.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
That's right. VITB back up in this. We're in hour number two now. And I'm very grateful to have as my guests on the panel tonight, for all intents and purposes, it's been Amerisec on the show for all intents and purposes. Thank you to Sinister Anon, Trezzy, and Stormy for calling. Although Stormy's not, she says she's, so wait, Stormy, you're not, you just support them. You're not one of the Anon American
right.
Sec people. Got it. Cool. And so Sinister is back. I think we lost Trez. I think he might be on the line, but Trez, your hand is not up. Trez, if you want to jump back, there he is. And Trez, you are back.
Sinister, that song made me cry.
Oh, I know it did, brother. That's why I had to play it, man. I know. Remember when we were in that car, man? Making serious mode look like a bitch.
Hey,
I know, I loved it.
About that.
Okay, well, we did a little. Moving right along.
Hey, Stormy, do you have a Twitter account?
I do.
What is it?
It's Dreamer Exception.
Oh, that's who you are.
Spell that. Spell that.
Spell that. Okay, Dreamer, Dreamer, a big giant X, CEPTION.
Dreamer Exception. Got it on Twitter. Very nice. Well, I just want to spam all my people for the second, to try to get more people to call in the second hour. So I want to put.
I'm trying to get psychosis in.
Yeah, I'm telepathically telling people to listen to the show. And I'm also cross-posting on Twitter, so just that's why I wanted to know. Also, I will add you to the list of Vince in the Bay callers. I haven't done an exhaustive search of Twitter to find everybody in the history, because I've done this for like 4 years now, I think. But you all will be indicted into the has called Vince in the Bay list. It's an extensive and a very elite list of individuals.
Yeah, so what prompted this whole thing that I just found out about a few hours ago? So some people wanted to imposter Amerisec, come on here and get their jollies off. Is that what was going on or what?
I think that was the plan. I think that was the idea. And then I was like, okay, well, who's Amerisec and why are we trolling them? So I got in touch with you, and now I'm getting educated. We do have a shit ton of callers that want to call in and I presume ask questions of Amerisec. Do you guys mind taking some calls?
A few, sure.
Okay, we'll take a few calls.
Is it that David Wright guy again?
Yeah, that David Wright guy.
No.
I don't know. Well, I have one of my regular callers, Hammurabi's Code. I don't know if you're familiar with Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi, do you have something you wanted to ask or add to the Amerisec discussion here?
Yeah, what the fuck do you guys do?
Didn't we already explain it?
Yeah, something about putting in Windows in Oklahoma.
We're simply an activist.
Distributing the American Constitution at low, low prices.
That's one of the things, yeah. Yeah. You know, we're just involved in, you know, just different ideas to help American-based activism, you know, on a national level. You know, that's literally, you know, what it is, you know.
What'd you say?
What did I say? I said...
something.
Oh, fuck, what did I say? Well, I mean, basically, we deal with operations to...
I'm pretty sure... You know, hang on a second. I got to go to the tape here. Judges?
No, the thing before that.
No, yeah. I'm pretty sure 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Sorry, man. I hate to do this. You're like my star guest tonight, but Sinister, you are on timeout for 2 minutes for using the L word.
We can't use the L word here.
Welcome to the program. I forgot to preface that this show is a no free speech zone, by the way. I reserve the right to mute and boot anybody at any time for any reason or not. But there are some basic ground rules, and one of those is not to use the L word.
What is the L word?
You're gay.
Oh, don't worry. Where you
I'm
are,
gonna make you use it.
Oh, I've used it before, and I've had to go on timeout myself. Yeah, I will put myself on timeout.
So, what is the L word?
Someone can private message you it.
I'm not private.
Tell you what, Frank the Tank. Are you looking in the chat room at all?
Me, no.
Oh. Well, Frank the Tank just spammed it. Let's put it this way.
What is Rutherfordton? That sounds like a made-up name.
They're all made-up names. Come on, dude.
Mind blown.
Okay, Stormy. The opposite of figuratively.
Okay.
The L word. And with an L. You know what it is now?
I really don't, actually, at the moment. I'm sorry.
Do you know what figuratively means?
Yes.
It's the opposite of figuratively.
It's the exact opposite of a figure.
It's the antithesis of figuratively.
If
you were to, like, actually do some shit.
Oh, duh. Yes, I got it now.
Okay, good.
That is a horrible word.
And it's overused and it's misused a lot, too.
Yeah.
A lot
I use basically, generally.
I'm pretty much looking at Rez looking hard on the internet. I do not want to fuck with this balding 30-something with a, I don't even know, is that 38? That's probably, I don't even know.
Okay.
Maybe it's 9 mil. Either way, I don't want to get tickled by his gun.
Did we lose Trez? Wait, I think this is Trez.
He's
Trez,
busy
is
tickling people with his gun.
Trez?
That?
Trez,
dirty computer fans.
What in the heck is, who is, what?
So yeah. what are you, he's been looking at my Twitter pictures, I assume.
No,
I am.
Okay.
And who
What's
is
the
what?
Question? Did you have a question
right.
about him? Or
Sinister,
no,
you're
I'm
back
sorry.
Up the time.
Your question was
Sinister.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well.
All right. You know what we're going to do? There's a shit ton of people that have their hand up. We're just going to burn through some calls. People obviously have something they want to contribute or ask, so let's just burn through these. These are unstrained. I have no idea who these people are. So
sweet.
Some of these
Troll.
People have been,
Go ahead.
Cool.
Some of these
do
people
it.
Have been home for a really long time. So thank you, folks, for being patient.
Guys, whatever you do, don't let them bully you. We'll get Bullyville in here. They'll take care of this shit. We'll figure it out. Don't let them bully you. No,
all right, here we go.
James.
Caller, unscreened. You're on the air.
I mean, it sounds like the retard.
Hey.
Certainly not me.
Hello.
Hi. Who are you? What's on your mind? You're on the air with Amerisec and Hammurabi's Code.
Yeah, this is Kukulin and on.
What's up, Kukulin? Brother?
What's up, Sin? Hey, I just want to point out that, you guys touched on it a little bit, on the whole ELE concept, and if nobody takes anything else away from this and wants to troll and joke about it all night, just remember the concept ELE, everyone love everyone, get out there, put a smile on somebody's face, make a difference in their life, toss you $5-$10 to go out and feed a homeless person, give them a hug, make their day better. You know, it doesn't cost you much, and it makes the whole difference for them for that moment. I mean, obviously, life is shitting on them at the moment, whether they chose it or not, they're down. So, I mean, take the time, go out and feed some folks, you know, take a picture of them smiling, post it for everybody else to see, and maybe inspire somebody else to do it. So it's just an important concept that hasn't been mentioned enough tonight, and it's a large part of what we as Amerisect do.
Oh, brother.
I love
definitely.
You all.
Thank you, Coop.
I love you all.
I love that motherfucker.
Hey, I'm a motherfucker, I mean me, but the mother I fucked didn't belong to me, brother.
I dedicated a song to it.
And that motherfucker will hug you till your bones crack. Trust me.
I'm just a little guy.
I need that.
Hobos?
Okay. All right, moving along. Let's take another call. Caller, you've been holding for a while. Unscreened, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hey, hi, who's this?
Sinister, why do you get butthurt over chicks not fucking you over not holding your hand?
Hold on a second, dude. We just brought on a new caller. I think it's a female. Hello?
Hi, this is Lori. Hi, Sinister. How are you doing?
Hey, baby girl. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm an independent investigative reporter, and I just want to call into your radio show to let you know something about Amerisec. These people are absolutely phenomenal, okay? I have worked with Sinister on many different things. They are for standing up for the American people's rights. They are not for violence. They are for making a difference and for making a change. They have helped to expose corruption where rape cases were involved and there was cover-ups. And because of helping to expose that corruption, two boys, are sitting now in jail, and 16 more are getting charges pressed against them for raping an underage girl. So I'm telling you, these people are the real deal. I don't know about the other anonymous groups, but I do know about Amerisec, and I can vouch for Sinister from here until doomsday.
Nice.
Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome.
I'm glad the fat blogger could chime in.
I just wanted to make sure that people realize Amerisec is a lot different than some of the anonymous groups because they don't.
Nope.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Your supporter. Your blogger went out. What happened there?
Oh, she's got a shitty computer. I don't know if she's on Skype or calling in or what.
Doing some pretty serious investigative reporting, I'd probably have a decent computer.
Yeah, you would think so, man. And some of the stuff that she does absolutely boggles my mind. One of my next projects is to buy her a new computer.
This is for you, need a new computer, dude. You're just shit.
I'm actually thankful for this computer because it actually helps me. I'm not going to tell you what it helps me with, but it's got its perks. Trust me.
Jack off to nudes from chicks in Amerisec. Everybody loves that.
Not really one of our MOs, do what you do. Just don't get your ass beat.
Right, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. I'm
hey,
just saying.
Yes. Now, hang on for a second. We've got a ton more to do. We have with us now, I think a friend of yours. This is Lori. Lori, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. You're on with Stormy, Sin, and Trez.
Well, I personally know Sinister really well. I can vouch for everything that Amerisec does. They're very awesome and phenomenal.
Didn't we just do this? Yeah. The same fucking fat blogger that just called.
She's actually
really fucking hot, dude. She's not a fat blogger. She's really hot, dude.
That's great. I intend on finding out with Danny just who she is.
Oh, that's not a problem. Why don't you go to freedomoutpost.com and why don't you check out some of my articles, sweetheart?
Oh, and she's a gun owner, and she will fucking shoot you. I just thought I'd tell you that.
I'm trying to get psychosis on here.
But you're more than welcome to check out my picture, pumpkin. So anyway, back to an intelligent level of conversation and instead of trying to play the game.
You're 40 IQ points south of the Mason-Dixon already, you dumb fucking cunt.
Really?
All right.
Okay. Do you feel fresh?
Hamrobby, that's 2 minutes. Hamrobby, 2 minutes for being extremely rude. Hamrobby, 2 minutes for being
He's
rude.
He's just angry. He's just really angry.
Things like that don't
There's
bother me.
There's a lot
me.
Of anger
oh,
there. I know. You can hear it. There's a lot of anger there.
Yeah, well, you know what? It doesn't bother me because ignorance just shows itself. It doesn't bother me a bit. Anyway, I was just going to say, absolutely, America.
The people
awesome.
Piss me off. I'm sorry.
And Sinister, I've worked with him on a number of different issues with helping individuals. And they're a very peaceful and law-abiding group. And I can't speak enough. I haven't had the opportunity to meet Storm. Is that Storm? Is that correct?
Stormy?
Stormy. I apologize. And it's very nice to meet you. I haven't had the opportunity to meet you yet, but I have with Sinister, and he is just a phenomenal person. And you go out
I
of
agree.
Their way in order to help anybody that they can. A difference in a positive
right.
way instead of in a negative way, and I just wanted to kind of call in for AmeriSec and Sinister, so
yay.
Well, thank you
right
very
on.
Much, Lori. I appreciate it. I love you, baby.
I love you too. Y'all have a good one, okay?
All right, Lori, you too. Thank
you,
you so much.
Nice meeting you.
What a sweet lady. All right, let's go on to another call. This is Kitty. Kitty, go ahead. You're on with AmeriSec.
Hi, Vince. Thanks a lot for having me on. Hi, Stormy. I have a lot of respect for Stormy and Trez. I have no respect for Sinister whatsoever. AmeriSec
why,
itself
why is, that?
Is
who is this?
It's Kitty. Kitty and on.
Hi,
I'm
Kitty,
sure you
right.
remember me.
Hi, Kitty.
AmeriSec itself is a great, great group. Sinister is like Jim Jones, though. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
What are you talking about?
Well,
everybody
thing.
Claims stuff, and I always ask for proof so I can see it, and I never get anything. They say either in DMs, which they won't send me the screenshots. Can someone show me something?
My screenshot is really easy. I am a cancer survivor. I'm actually fighting kidney cancer.
Well, I'm a fire survivor, you know?
Metastasized to my lung. I'm dying of cancer. And I was told in the AmeriSec IRC that death would be the best thing for me. And that was by an AmeriSec member.
And who said that?
What AmeriSec member?
That would be Modulator.
People say that on Twitter all the time.
Okay.
No, Modulator would not
sorry,
say that.
Wait, stop. Wait, who? Who was it?
Modulator would not say that.
And I tried to help you with that situation, and while I was telling you how much I love and cared about you, and it didn't come up until you sided up with somebody else on some BS. I have been nothing but a gentleman to you.
Why does anybody go on IRC anyway?
The
yeah.
Why were you there?
I saw.
Honestly, that's your first mistake.
Stay away from
right
IRC.
Yeah, that was your first mistake is going on IRC.
And Vince,
yes.
The things I saw in AmeriSec was great. But everybody loves everybody. That's what got me involved with AmeriSec. I loved it. It was the best idea. But then I started seeing things come out on AmeriSec's mouthpiece, their news Twitter feed, of the worst thing that can happen to AmeriSec is a girl being in charge, something like that. They were talking about
that
Lori.
That was not even what it was said. And I've said it a million times. What I said was because I was getting bashed by the infamous lady, and then I was having a dispute with Lori at the time, I tweeted out something that I admitted that I should have never tweeted out. I said, a feminine will be the death of Anonymous, which I completely retracted and apologized to you personally. You didn't even have a problem with that till months later when you started hooking up with somebody else. Okay, I was DMing you every night trying to make sure that you felt safe. I did everything that I could.
And then
Kitty, I don't know why you. I don't know why you even. You don't even have a reason to attack me. You believed bullshit. I used to tell you good night and wish you the best with your cancer every single day. I was the one that came up with pray for Kitty and tried to keep when you were going through your shit just to make sure that you knew you had people that loved you and cared about you.
Sin, stop for a second, okay? Do you think you could maybe start doing that again?
Well,
Sin,
just stop.
I want him to answer me. I mean, would there be a problem with you sending her DMs again like that?
Of course not.
You guys want to be friends, huh?
If she wanted them, if she still even wanted them, of course. But I'm just curious. You know, you stopped. And you said that you were doing all that stuff, and that sounds really great. And now you stop because you guys had a little disagreement. It still sounds like you guys still don't get along. But at any point, would you still, I mean, if you really cared about her, I would think you would still be willing to do that.
Of course. Of course I would. You know,
I think that means a lot, Kitty.
Things don't set right with me over a bunch of stuff, and especially when it's not, you know, if it doesn't come from me and another person dealing with things directly, then things get messed up. And the things with Kitty, you know, none of it was direct contact, which is the reason why it's so hazy and messed up. I mean, she came on saying that she's absolutely no respect for me. But, you know, I mean, all I can remember are the positive things that I did for you. And then other people coming into play, and all of a sudden you hate me. That's the only thing that I can think of.
And I told one of the other anonymous women something. I told them sometimes we need, as women, other women to stand up strong for us. And there are a lot of women that were wronged by you. A lot of them.
That is BS. Name a few.
Like I said, can we get some proof, please?
Yeah. Name a few.
Yeah,
We can talk about Cassandra.
We can talk about Femdragon. There's some other women
Kitty, the thing is a lot of people don't trust Cassandra and Femme right now because they play
like,
a lot of mind games.
Releasing big boxes on herself? Like,
and there's
I mean, there's all kinds
of
fuckery with those two, especially Femme. What is that?
There's a lot of people that don't trust Sin because of what he's done.
I haven't done anything.
No,
he's a great guy.
No.
Who's in the right and who's in the wrong? I mean,
I don't know.
All I hear is gossip
that nobody's proved.
LKCPHD. She disappeared from Twitter because of this.
Bullshit. She disappeared from Twitter because she bounced out on her homegirl and left her to get arrested. That's what happened. Don't even bring me into that nonsense. I know the truth behind that, and I have the proof. So don't blame that shit on me.
But you went a week before she disappeared going, oh, she's back in Amerisec. We're on best terms now.
I talked to her the
day before. And then when all these doxes were coming out, you went, oh, I'll protect you, Kitty. They won't dox you. I'll make sure of it. But Amerisec doesn't dox. So how would you protect me if you don't dox?
I don't know. I guess you'd have to use... You know,
I guess you have to Google and dox people. Want to be
yeah, I guess you got to go to serious mode because there's nowhere all the ways
all
to go.
No, you can call me at 459-3327.
So, I mean, I'm one of the people that hasn't drank the Kool-Aid on Sin. Now, Amerisec?
There is no Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid is go
like,
help other people.
Why does everyone think Sinister is like this like god that runs everything?
It
like,
isn't a god. It's if you've ever researched anybody like
you
Jim Jones or anybody
as,
else... It's the same kind of mentality of I can get people to follow me. It's taking 14-year-olds into Amerisec and then letting them get doxed.
Let me get to them. We didn't let them get doxed. We had a 14-year-old kid that Sinister would call every night, help him with his homework, do stuff like that, and then just for having the hashtag Amerisec on his account name, somebody doxed him, one of your hate mafia people. Now, that's
but
that
if you're gonna
no
be,
way
if,
in our
if you're
going
to be your brother's keeper, be your brother's keeper.
Yes, and
why don't you call his parents when I flew out to meet that 14-year-old kid who got doxxed, talked to his parents about it, got his ass changed around, now his grades are doing better. If there's something that I can do for a situation that's bad, I'd fucking do it. He got caught up, he got doxxed, you know? It's really not that big of a deal, it's an illegal thing, but whatever, you know? It happened. I took care of it the best of my ability. I went to the people that needed to. So come on. So don't use shit that you know nothing about to try to convict me.
And I thought I already talked to everybody like last week and like calmed everything down. Like, how did this drama start up?
Because it's nothing. It's people wanting fucking attention, dude.
I know why, Finn. That was a question for them.
When you're going public about your organization, you have to be prepared to answer these kinds of questions.
But what we're public about is we want to help people. That's what we're public about. We want to help people. We want to support the Constitution. We want to restore the Constitution. And we want to protect rights. Why can't a 14-year-old be a part of that kind of movement? Isn't that what they should be teaching in school and social studies?
Oh, it should be. But if you're going to say that you're your brother's keeper, be your brother's keeper.
We keep our brothers pretty tight.
Sinister flew down from Maryland to see me in Missouri after I recovered from a house fire. And a shout-out to Najee for starting to pray for Trez.
How about the times he's insulted the way people
speak? That's what I've seen of Sinister. And then I just hear what other people say about him. I don't know if you're telling the truth. I don't know if Cassandra Rule is telling the truth. Because every time I ask you for proof, you guys don't send me anything.
Because there is nothing.
Because Sinister is really good about deleting all of his tweets. You know, if he didn't have something to hide, why would he delete tweets?
I delete tweets all the time.
I delete tweets that are disrespectful.
Who doesn't delete tweets? I have a friend who says she's OCD about her Twitter account being, clean.
Yeah, I'm kind
of
like that.
I guess I'm one of these people that doesn't really delete my tweets, so...
I don't delete a lot of mine. You see, I have 33.3 right now, 1,000, okay? I mean, and I've only been around a year. I don't delete a lot of mine either, but people do delete tweets, and I do delete mine. So, I mean, people do that.
Speaking of people that delete tweets, especially DMs, we're going to bring another female onto the panel. We're now joined by Assert MacFags. Welcome, Assert MacFags.
Nice name.
What's happening?
Oh, nothing much, Asser. We're talking with members of
I know her real name.
Amerisac, yeah, of course. Yeah, my real name is Jamie Cochran of Chicago, Illinois. Come find me. I'm Spoko. Totally come find me. It's hilarious. Come dox me, whatever. I just have a few things to say in regards to allegations of Russell League putting 14-year-old dox on Doxman. I believe that's completely false, and wherever you get your information from is just completely off base.
Do you know who did it?
I have no fucking idea who it is or who you're talking about. None of us have even heard of Amerisec before tonight. So how are we going to fucking dox a 14-year-old?
Who are you?
Involved with Amerisec.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we have no idea who the fuck you are either, so.
Like, you're not,
but
you don't know what Amerisec is? How did you get this number?
Who
like,
are
what's
you?
Up?
Who said that Russell League even was the ones who did that? Who said that?
Because they posted all of our, all the links, the WordPress link that got taken down. And then the blogger page with all of our info.
Yeah.
And then it was tweeted from those accounts. Do you want me to link you those? Get you some screenshots? Because that's possible.
Absolutely. I want to see all the links. Give me all the links so you get so infuriated.
Oh, I don't care. I gave Serious Mode my information myself. Then he added it to his docs of everybody else. I'm not afraid of people knowing who I am and where I am.
Neither am I, absolutely. I just don't see where this whole 14-year-old, I don't know or care who this guy is.
Somebody obviously started a rumor, but who was it?
You know, like, basically, like, hold on.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like,
there is...
You guys are super fucking retarded.
The 14-year-old kid that got doxxed, it should be squashed. We shouldn't even be talking about it anymore. Okay? The fact that
dude,
it happened...
Dude, I got doxxed when I was 14
it's more
in
like
fucking
quash.
2000. It was hilarious.
Exactly, but still, I'm just saying, there's just simply a line that shouldn't be crossed. It was really devastating to him. It didn't fucking really mean that much of anything. But still.
And even though we're Ameritech and we do ELE, it doesn't mean we might
thing.
Take a day off.
I will say one thing. I was doxxed when I was like 14 hanging out in FNet, and people called my house and like made death threats to my mom, and it was super hilarious. I mean,
I got serious
I'm
mode
still alive.
Like,
I'm like 26. I'm still alive. Like, no big fucking deal. Like, you guys are fucking pussies these days. Like, man up and stop being little bitches.
All right,
we weren't really
talking.
Bitching
right.
about
hey,
it. We
you,
were.
Thank
we
thank
were just. We were
thank
just
you for your wisdom. We just,
six,
you know,
six,
we just
seven,
saw an
number.
Issue and tried to handle it. We didn't make a big deal out of it. It's the hate mafia that keeps bringing it up. You know. We're
so
like,
we
got
hey. A pro.
So
it's nice to know I'm a member of the hate mafia.
Well, you know, I'm trying to make
Nicole.
Not turn into
actually,
audio.
We don't know who you are.
I'm trying to make this not turn into audio spaghetti, which it already kind of is. But
yeah.
I'm going to try to squeeze in as many callers as I can. People have been very patient. I'm going to now move on. And bring on Cassandra. Cassandra, you're on.
Cassandra
with...
rules, but yes.
Cassandra rules.
Sister,
yeah.
Shut up for this one.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
oh,
Cassandra. Sister, shut up. Let me talk to her. Put the phone down.
What?
What's up?
Okay, so you guys keep bitching that there's no proof that you guys are assholes. Is that, like,
mm-hmm.
what I've actually been hearing tonight? That's what
that
you've been hearing,
Cass.
If you go to, or 533D's profile. I'm pretty
what
sure he has quite a few screenshots of you guys.
Who is it?
Up there. It's 533D. Seed.
Sorry, can you say that again? I'm...
Oh, the guy.
Screenshots of you on there. I mean, his whole timeline is pretty much dedicated to how fucking stupid you guys are.
Who
and
is it?
All those
screenshots
of you threatening to, yeah.
Somebody
put
that in the
now.
Chat room, please. Somebody paste that in the chat room, please.
He's
or,
got quite a collection. There's the screenshots of
what
you
chat
threatening
room are you in, dude?
See, this is one of my obsessive groupies, by the way.
Oh, I'm the obsessive
just,
groupie. Sister,
I don't
want
to hear a fight over the phone. Let me talk
oh,
to Cassandra.
You
take
and
I.
I mean, God
oh,
forbid you
really?
Skip across an open street with a woman next to you. Oh, my God.
Honestly, I thought, like, Russell League shows and, like, all of us doing our thing on Vince in the Bay was insane, but you guys are, like, another level of insane. Like, this is
how
so? Like,
how am I insane? Why don't you explain
like, listen,
to me?
I don't even, like, you're, none of you are
you're
really
saying we're all nuts. How am I nuts? What?
Because you're an idiot and you suck ass and I hope you die.
Okay.
Yeah, you're real smart too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you really want to like discuss what we've been fighting about this whole time, or do you just want to say
you
no, you're
been
just
talking
stupid
about
dumb
anything
and
some stupid drama? Like what?
No.
And what are you talking about? Let's start a good conversation.
I was talking about your allegations that the Russell League docked some 14-year-old from Amerisec. When none of us have even heard of Amerisec.
Cassandra Rules, you haven't heard of Amerisec?
No, that's absolutely not.
That's
Assert
Max Bags.
I have absolutely not heard of Amerisec. Trust me, you don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, who the fuck
yeah,
is
Amerisec? Yeah, because we do shit, not just hang around and fuck people in
line.
I
don't know, when
I do shit too. Like,
when I met you, then you were pretty upset that I had never heard of Mary. Will somebody please fuck me in the ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck
I
me in
thank
the
ass.
I have lube.
Thanks.
Vince has lube, everyone.
Vince
has lube.
Go in the green room and take care of things. Don't worry about it.
That better be water-based.
All right.
Better be some water-based lube, or I am going to be so pissed.
It sounds like Assert is Patriot Gregging a little bit. Astrid?
Yeah.
Never mind. Okay, 347-826-7667 is the number. We got tons of more callers we got to fit in. I have Phil. Phil has been waiting very patiently. Phil, thank you for calling. Phil, you had a question for Amerisec?
Yeah, I've got a question for Amerisec. I also have a question for Ashurt.
Okay.
Ashurt, I really need that bunny photo, girl. Where are you going to bring it to me? Yeah. Anyway, Sinister Amnon, I have a question for you, buddy. I was going over through some of your prescription medications. How much lorazepam did you have to be prescribed to masturbate to serious mode photos on your television? By the way, I will tweet pictures.
I'm prescribed Ativan as well. And
really?
What does that have to do with anything?
You want to know why we think you're fucking insane?
Because we take Ativan?
You are
an anxiety medication?
Idiot. You are a fucking idiot.
You're the one on the phone screaming you're a fucking idiot. You
know,
are, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a fucking intelligent conversation that comes out of you. So you sound like an idiot when you're sitting there cussing the way that you are. You have no intelligent conversation at all.
I love everyone. You guys are so
okay.
Awesome.
Vince, I love you,
thank
man.
You
got like the
alive.
Howard Stern thing going oh so well.
All right, everybody's getting a little time out here. We need some order in the court. Multiple 2 minutes. I really wish we had enough time to get everybody's opinion in, but there are 12 callers with that want to talk at once. Hello? Yeah.
And then?
Vince, I have a question for you.
Yeah. What's the question?
I'm just wondering, how long are you going tonight?
20 more minutes, and the pain is done.
That's it?
That's it. Well, we could go into overtime. Technically, it can go
if you want to go all night?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like going lots of hours.
Oh, I have no problem stamina. It's just the radio show. The live broadcast ends in 20 minutes. So usually I just kind of cut things off there. But, we do have a lot of callers. If you guys want, we could extend the show a little bit, but it won't be broadcast live. It'll be only the people who are called in that would hear it live, and then it would, eventually when the show's over, it's on the podcast, but...
Okay,
I'm
going back to being quiet. I'm sorry.
Yes, please go back to your corner. Thank you. Appreciate that. Self-mute if at all possible, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I want to take this moment to apologize to one of my listeners. I let down All Shiny. I don't know if you guys know All Shiny on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's very disappointed that this show is not 100% Ashurt free. For a while, Ashurt was completely banned from the show, and I recently made some negotiations with Wrestle League, and we've let her back in. She's on a probational whatever. She's on probation right now. We're keeping an eye on her, limiting her appearances. We part of the contract that we signed requires that she sees therapy. She's a therapist, and she gets regular alcohol testing, blood level testing. It's all worked out in the contracts. Anyway. That's boring nuts and bolts stuff behind the scenes. You guys don't want to know about that. We got tons of people waiting to call and not much time to squeeze them in live, but I'm going to try to do it. I now have Nick. Nick, who is, I believe, from Canadian Sec. Nick, hello.
Yo, Vince, man.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, dude, I was just
I just wanted to get a couple words in on behalf of Canadian SEC, because we've been hearing all about this American SEC, but I'm the true representative from northern Mexico. But the two things I wanted to address is, one, our milk bags are under attack. If you can ask Canadian Glenn on the Detroit, Vancouver, Buffalo border, you Americans are coming over stealing, I'll call it stealing, but you guys are coming over and buying our cheap milk bags and then selling them, across the border.
That's not Amerisec, that's Americans.
No. Us Canadian SEC think it was because of American SEC, but...
Amerisec doesn't, tell people to steal stuff. There's, and all around the U.S., Americans are stealing things.
Yeah, man, it's what we do in America. We steal shit.
I don't know, man. I beg to differ.
Like, Canada is a lot different than America. It's weird.
Even your bacon looks different.
Well, we're not that different, man. We just serve our milk out of bags.
Something's different about us.
These people are coming over. They're taking our milk bags. They're buying out the whole stores of milk bags. And we're left with nothing. And it's
hey, you know, if you can get me the information of the towns and where that was at, we can maybe try to start something to, I'm not sure exactly what we could do, but that's what we're good at, is brainstorming ideas to get shit done, to help people.
Yeah, I'm
there
sure we can get some more fucking milk bags.
Yeah, milk bags, free
solidarity
free
for milk bags.
Is it just milk bags, or are they going out and stealing stuff? Like, are they across the border steal a bunch of stuff in, like, coat pack or something?
We have a milk. If you know, if we have a milk bag expert with us, if you know what I mean, in Cassandra.
Cassandra, I'd like to go ahead and circle back to the whole Cassandra being Sinister's groupie. My understanding is that he's kind of a butthurt little bitch about.
Yeah, but you're the one who sounds butthurt. Listen to you. You sound so butthurt. It's so funny.
Dude, sea cow, shut the fuck up.
No. But listen to you. There you go again. You sound so angry and butthurt just by saying that.
You guys want me to be so butthurt. It's just annoying listening to both of you fuck.
You guys won't let anybody
talk to and communicate.
Come on, man. Get into the buttery, man.
That's all I hear now. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God.
You guys get to fight with each other. Like,
who's blah, blah, blah? Who's blah, blah, blah?
They won't let anybody else talk if they disagree with
like blah, blah, blah.
Well, there's already four people talking. Like, you can't really jump in.
You know what? I'm just going to mute all you motherfuckers right now, okay? And I can
blame Dion, dude.
I run this show, except for Cassandra. She's cute. She hasn't called in a long time. But I am very disappointed in the clusterfuck that this show has turned into. I mean, it always seems to turn into audio spaghetti at the end anyway. But this is getting out of hand.
Agreed.
But Cassandra, did you called in with some talking points, I believe, and some points you wanted to get across. You had no opportunity to do that. Let's give you a couple minutes to do that right now. Go ahead.
All right. I just tweeted the guy's name who has tons of screenshots of Sinister being fucking crazy. On top of that, he's calling me a groupie while he's making 50 fucking sock accounts to spam my mentions every day with my full name and all that, which is Cassandra Fairbanks, by the way. I don't really give a fuck. It's insane to me that he calls people groupies when he's printing out pictures of people's avatars and making stock accounts all day long. He's fucking nuts. And then the whole reason why he started attacking me in the first place was supposedly because I had went after Femme, but now he hates Femme, but he's still giving me shit even after me and her had made up, which... it was a huge mistake, but it makes no sense. He just goes after anybody who argues with him. he tells his followers to unfollow people who say anything negative about him. It's poor man's Scientology. He does the same exact shit that they do. It's insane.
Wait, you're equating Amerisek with Scientology?
Well, with a cult in general. He tells people who they can and cannot follow.
Is there a nod that you're calling a cult within Anonymous? Like, which is kind of funny, because isn't Anonymous kind of a cult to begin with? Hammurabi.
Oh, am I
wrong, Hammurabi? Isn't Anonymous just kind of a cult to begin with?
I don't fucking know. I never was, like, Anonymous.
But, no, you've known of them.
I mean, it seems like kind of a clusterfuck of people who seem to think they can just hop on the internet and hop into IRCs with no VPN, no protection whatsoever, and remain anonymous. And they also like to like anonymous shit from their Facebook accounts, which is also super fucking anonymous. Sinister's a fucking joke. Amerisek's a fucking joke.
Whoa.
If anybody in here honestly thinks that anything these guys are doing outside of replacing Windows, I think this guy's like a window installer who got sent by the company he works for to go fucking install Windows while getting paid. Cassandra, I feel horrible for you, because honestly, I have read through a bunch of this shit, and this dude's a fucking nutbag. You know, from the conversations I've had with you, it sounds like he's a butthurt little bitch, because you wouldn't bang him. And I can't blame you, because he's kind of a faggot.
I would be
butthurt too. I would be butthurt if I thought I had a chance to bang that. I saw you. You sent me some video of you playing video games, or no? You were putting like effects on yourself on video, and you recorded it.
Yeah,
it's like the cutest thing ever. Like, if you watch that video, you'll just want to bone the shit out of Cassandra. She's so fucking cute and adorable, and
oh my god,
yeah, she's hot in that too. If you like that punk rockish bad girl. That's right. She is property of Josh. That is so that's so bizarre on so many levels, and I don't have, that's a different show in and of itself.
Yeah.
What's the thing? Jess, you've been waiting patiently. You're on the line. What's up?
Thanks for letting me on your show. I completely forget everything I was going to say. It's pretty much, I had a question for Amerisek and fucking forgot that.
You know what?
That's
I think
a good
we
thing.
Lost, shit, dude. I think we lost Sinister.
Hey, Vince, can I talk about another real issue?
Go ahead,
what's
Nick.
Up?
Nick from Canadian Sec. What's up?
Well, I was just saying, this is for Canadian Sec and our people here, we're really, really worried about the high stakes in the maple syrup business. You know, we have a commodity up here globally.
Hey, you know what? We're trying to talk about Amerisek, and we can't get veer off into maple syrup. Give me a break.
I'm serious or not.
Let's bring on another caller. Caller, you just called in block number. Hello, who's this?
Hello. Yeah.
Caller. Hello. Hi. Okay, no one's there. All right, let's move on. Another caller, unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey.
That's the
name.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes, this
shit.
This is the Blog Talk Radio Late Night President, Todd Morris. How are you?
God, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. Todd Morris.
Wait a minute, Vince, wait a minute. I'll make this quick. I'll make this short and sweet. I want to inform all of your callers and you yourself, Vince of the Bay, that we have the opportunity to get that burrito-wrapping, taco-smuggling, fence-jumping, border-hopping, spit-goopy bug off of Blog Talk Radio Late Night for 30 full days, ladies and gentlemen. All you have to do is go to Twitter right now and tweet at GoofyBone with the hashtag VacationForGoofy. If you would take a moment to go to Twitter and do it right now, ladies and gentlemen, with your help, we won't have to hear from the stick anymore. Are you going to help me, Vince?
No.
No.
It's kind of not really what we're talking about tonight. It has no bearing on...
I don't care what you're talking about. This is...
I actually kind of like Goofy Bone. I called into a show last night.
You what? Are you kidding me?
That sounds like a
common
one.
That's all we need. It's 20 people.
He sounds like a
car salesman
too.
Artist, you support me when I tell you to support me. You know what I mean?
These people
bitch?
Are just really
I think
bored.
We should, like, ban this guy from the
radio.
Oh, you
know.
Is that possible?
This is life or death. Good
people.
Go
he sounds more crazy than sinister.
What?
He sounds more crazy than sinister.
Okay, I'm going to put him on hold for a second. We got a ton more calls. Okay, we got another caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, is that Assert?
Yeah, sorry. I hung up earlier because it was just audio spaghetti, and I just...
I know. Well,
I can't deal with that, as you know. I'm not a...
Yeah,
I'm not one to deal with that. I'm not
alone.
A contributor.
You weren't alone.
Not very tolerant.
Sinister left. Sinister bailed also. I don't blame him. Sinister, if you're still listening, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was... fantastic.
He was great.
He was awesome.
He was fantastic. I loved every bit of it. It was great.
Yeah.
He better go back to Oklahoma to up that personal image.
Absolutely. I mean, he should do all of those ego fag, moral fag bullshit things that he doesn't. And, you know, I totally support him. Marisek forever. You know, just talks as many 14-year-olds as possible.
We never doxed any 14-year-olds.
Never protected
yeah, no,
them either.
No, you did. You did.
No,
I don't know why any of this is a problem.
No, I mean, you should. You should absolutely dox all of the 14-year-olds.
I think the only reason that it's a problem, Assert, is because they say they protect people. You know, if you're going to be a man of your word... You should be a man of your word.
I agree. Annoying that they only do shit so that they can post YouTube videos of them getting homeless people to say anonymous rules.
Well, we kind of do that just
Wait,
to inspire other
they have
people
YouTube
to do
videos?
That.
Oh, they're
yeah,
YouTube
that's a,
videos.
I mean, that's
are,
a good point.
You need to
inspire
others. You need to drink.
Holy crap.
Before you
okay,
watch them.
Okay,
drink.
Everybody calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Yeah.
Question. How many people are on the line right now? Because it sounds like fucking 15.
It's, you know what? This is pretty fucking awesome. It's all chicks. It's Stormy, Kitty. Oh, I'm sorry. No, there's a couple dudes. There's Stormy, Kitty. Trez, you're still here, right?
Yes, I am.
Trez is still here. Cassandra, Jess, Assert, and now we're going to bring on Peggy Olson. Welcome, Peggy.
Hello.
Peggy.
Hi, I'm Peggy Olson. I just wanted to say Amerisec does some wonderful things. I'm an obese blogger, and they went and got me my Mountain Dew from Walmart. That's all I want to say.
Hey, what's the American faggot that knows?
I have an L on my forehead right now. L.
Is that
another L
here?
Word?
Hello.
Oh,
we lost Peggy Olson. Anyways, thanks for coming out, Peggy Olson. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
She was great.
Oh, I loved her.
Oh, my God. We're almost done. We're getting dangerously close to being dangerously
close.
Yay,
I have to pee.
Good. So, everybody, hang on. We're going to go quickly. Final thoughts. But before we do that, Nick is going to give us an update on maple syrup. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, no, this is a big issue. It's directly related to the AmeriSec and their you know continued onslaught onto the American people. But prices have jumped in maple syrup, and recent warmer winters have played havoc, you know, with the production of maple syrup here, and costs have gone up about $34 in Vermont, and 80% of sales
That's
are made
amazing.
In bulk.
Thanks for checking in with us, Nick. Appreciate it. Okay, we're going to do final thoughts. We'll start with Assert. Assert, final thoughts.
I just want to say that AmeriSec is gay, and I want to bring up the fact that Rust League relaunched their website today. We have RustLeague.com, RustLeague.org. We're up and running. It's going to be regular updates, plenty of awesome content. Please hack us all you want. It'll be really funny. And, yeah, totally. No, we announced the world. We actually fixed the Cloudflare. So WWE works. But, yeah, great. Go team. Neighbor High Football rules. Peace out, Vince. Good show.
All right, thanks. Thank you, Assert. Jess, final thoughts.
I think people should stop criticizing the people and be more worried about the movement behind what the quote-unquote AmeriSec is, and just forget personal life and say fuck all that shit, because it doesn't matter. Like, you should be helping people if that's what you're for, not coming on to bash these people. It makes no fucking sense. That's all.
Yeah, I appreciate your call tonight, Jess. Cassandra, final thoughts. Cassandra, are you there? Final thoughts. Cassandra, rage quits. Sorry, thanks for coming out, Cassandra. Appreciated your call. Trez, final thoughts.
Yeah, I like talking to everybody. I wish it could have been a little more civil. I thought we were actually going
to
out more.
I actually feel like this was – I actually felt like this was way more civil than I was anticipating. I was
– Yeah, but we weren't really able to get to the bottom of anything. It's just – it's one people's way of thinking versus the other person's way of thinking. And it's a never-ending fight, and that's why I just ignore it all on Twitter. It's just a stupid game that everyone's been playing, and, you know, there's, you know, it was fun to be on, and, you know, I'll go on doing what I do.
Right on. Thanks, Trez. Appreciate the call. If you talk to Sin, tell him thank you very much for calling. It was great to have him on. Kitty, really quick, final thoughts.
Support your sisters. Never let them get taken advantage of and avoid COVID. Oh, and cancer sucks.
Okay. Appreciate the call tonight. Stormy, final thoughts.
Yeah, sure. I want to see your peacock. That's all I got. No, really, I love Sin, and AmeriSec is all right because I don't really know about that stuff. It's not really my thing to go into the whole sex and stuff, but I do like sex. So that's about
right
it.
On. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the call tonight. It was great hanging out. Sorry, my apologies to Hammurabi's Code. Sorry we couldn't get to you. But tune in next time, which will probably be, I don't know, Friday. I don't know. In the meantime, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And, wait a second. Wait.
Nature
Boy.
Yeah, you know exactly who this is. The Nature Boy.
Yeah, Nature Boy.
Yes, and I'm telling you, Vince, you better go to Twitter, tell all of your friends to go to Twitter. We have the chance to get Goofy Bones off of Blog Talk Radio for 30 days. All you have to do is tweet at Goofy Bone with the hashtag vacations for Goofy, and he's bingo, woo, bingo, woo, God, woo, forget it, woo, out of here, woo, run away, woo, woo, woo.
Thanks a lot, Nature Boy. I appreciate it. This song is for you, my friend. It's been a long time, and I hope it's an even longer time to come.
No! No! God damn you! Turn this shit off!
This is your song, bro.
Right.
This is your song! Your Nature Boy!
You 1965 radio rip-off artist, you! I'm straight with you right now! Turn it off! This is a travesty of justice! Hashtag vacation for Goofy! That's what I want! Turn it off!
Right.